I'm Robin. I'm the lead pastor at East Lake. Thanks for being here. And it is a good church to have a breakthrough because we focus on Jesus. If there's anything you could say about him, is he wants the best for you. So I'm glad you're here today. It's a three-day weekend. Glad you made a chance to come out to church. Quick update on our building. Just keep praying. We're almost there. We got this spot that's just a little ways down the road on 5600. Won't be long until we're there, so just keep praying. I'll update you as we go. Today our topic is God shows us how to have a breakthrough. And so we're going to talk about the second part of a story that we did a couple of weeks ago. We talked about Joshua and the Hebrews and how they'd been slaves in Egypt. And God promises them this land where they can be a nation. And in this land, all these people live. So it isn't like they're just going to welcome the Hebrews in and say, hey, come and have our cities and our lands. So there's going to be a battle. And there always is when you want something better in your life. But before they even get started, they have to cross the Jordan River. We had a whole talk about that. You can go to the website, check it out anytime you want to. You can see the talks. You can listen to the talks. Today, we're going to go to the second portion of that. They're through the river now. So you have all the Hebrews, and you have Joshua. And the very first city that they come to is called Jericho. And it's the most important city. It's the largest city. It's the most strategic city. And it has this huge wall around it, 15 feet high. So they get through the river, and they come up, and they need a breakthrough. How would they get through the wall? And let's take a look at it. We're going to read some of the story today. Now, when you see this much in your notes in the program, don't freak out because we go really super fast. We start at 10:30. We're always done at 11:30. So you see a lot of text like that. Don't think, oh, my goodness, that's like a lot. It's going to go quickly. Okay, here we go right here. Now, the gates of Jericho were securely barred because of the Israelites. No one went out and no one came in. And that's what you can say about walls. Nothing gets in and nothing gets out. Whenever I put a wall up in my life, and walls can be physical or they can be emotional. You build an emotional wall in your life, and they've built this wall and they stay on the inside because they're afraid of what's on the outside. It's the same reason I build a wall in my life. I live on the inside because I'm afraid of what's on the outside, and I build a wall. And the problem is nothing can get inside, whether it's good or bad. I live on the inside now. But nothing can get on the inside because I have a wall, because I'm afraid of something on the outside. And I feel safe behind my wall, but safety comes at a high price because nothing gets in. Compassion and love and mercy and justice, nothing gets in because I live on the inside of my walled-off city. And that's where they're at. They're afraid of the Hebrews. They see them on the outside. They have their wall up. But it's not going to work because if you're on the inside at some point, you begin to run out of resources because you're trapped in there. I'm safe, but I'm trapped on the inside. We build lots of walls in our life, and that's what they've done. They have this wall, and so let's keep reading. Then the Lord said to Joshua, "See, I have delivered Jericho into your hands along with its king and fighting men." And so notice there, circle that where it says, "I have delivered," because God now is talking in the past tense. Now catch that. He doesn't say to him, "I'm going to," or "in the future I will." He says, "I already have delivered them." And here's the point. When you're trying to have a breakthrough, you want to focus on what's going to happen after you have the breakthrough. I think I might go back to school and get my education because it'll help me get a promotion at work. Don't focus on the long process of going to school. Focus on what your life will look like after you have the breakthrough. And that's what God says. He says, afterwards, you're going to... He doesn't even mention the wall. He says, you'll run into an army and some kings. And when you do, I've already got it planned out. I've already decided you're going to win. He speaks to him in the past tense. And a big part of having a breakthrough is deciding where will you put your focus. Because it's very easy to focus on the wall. Super, super easy to focus on the thing that's before me, the barrier, the thing that's in my way, and just focus on that and focus on that. And God speaks and says, just jump over that portion and think about what it'll look like when you're all said and done, after you lose the weight, after you've gone to college, after you've saved the money. What will your life look like then? Now, if you're needing a breakthrough, what you'll find, if you're like me, is you often focus on the very thing that stands in the way. And you just stand and you look at the wall. It's 15 feet high, and you're like, how am I ever going to get past that? It's wisdom what God says to him. He says, don't even think about the wall. Focus your attention on what your life will look like after. What breakthrough do you need? But you find yourself sort of just standing and looking at the wall. And it's real, by the way. is right in front of you, and your attention is riveted on it. And the more you look at it, the bigger it seems. God comes and speaks in the past tense. He says, you've already gone, live your life like you're already past the wall. You've already had your breakthrough. There'll be kings and armies, and you'll be able to defeat them. Let's keep reading. So the story goes on a little bit. March around the city once. So now that we get some details. March around the city once with all the armed men. Do this for 6 days. Have 7 priests carry trumpets of ram's horns in front of the ark. On the 7th day, march around the city 7 times, and the priests blowing the trumpets. When you hear them sound a long blast on the trumpets, have the whole army give a loud shout. Then the wall of the city will collapse, and the army will go up, and everyone straight in. And so here's what's going on. God says to Joshua, here's how the wall's going to come down. You're going to take these horns. They make these horns out of these, they're like trumpets out of a ram, so they call them a shofar. Now remember, in that day, they didn't have texting, didn't have Facebook, no iPads, no cell phones. And so the way they would communicate with everybody was with these trumpets. And they made these trumpets out of this horn. And what they would do is they would do different types of sounds out of these trumpets that would get everybody's attention and tell them what to do. And this particular type of sound, this long blast that they would do only on occasion, not very often, was to get everybody's attention and tell them, focus on the Lord. They would blow it, and it was like an alarm that went off, and this loud blast would go out. And when that happened, everybody was trained. Everybody knew, whoa, like a fire drill. Whoa, 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 whoa. Focus on the Lord. Here's what it said. There's a big thing going on, and don't focus on it. Instead, focus on the Lord. Now, here's the point. When you're beginning a breakthrough, that's where your focus needs to be. The trumpet goes off, the horn sounds, and everybody says, there's a really, really big thing. I know, and when there's a big thing going on in your life, you need a breakthrough, begin with focusing on the Lord. Get your attention on Him. The Bible says, fix your eyes on the author and perfecter of your faith. So when you have a breakthrough, it's very natural. They're starting out, it's very natural to get caught up in the size of the wall. And they blow the trumpet very, very specifically. This particular long blast, the only time they did it was to rally all the people and get their attention and say, listen, everybody, 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 connect with God right now. That's the most important thing. Focus on the Lord. And so they blow this thing, and look what it says here. The wall will collapse, and the army will go up, and everyone straight in. So Joshua, son of Nun, called the priests and said to them, take up the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord and have 7 priests carry trumpets in front of it. And he ordered the army, advance, march around the city with an armed guard going ahead of the Ark of the Lord. And so Joshua doesn't waste any time at all. And here's the thing about breakthroughs when you need one. It's easy to not begin. So I think I'm supposed to exercise, and so I try to run a certain amount every week. I have a certain number of days that I'm going to run. And like you would laugh if you saw me during the mornings because I get up early. I go running outside. If you could just be a fly on the wall and watch me because I get up and I get my running shoes on. I get all my running stuff on. I'm going to be a runner, you know, and I'm going to get around there. And then all of a sudden as I start to head towards the front door, there are all these things that need to be done. The garbage needs to go out. And all of a sudden the dishwasher needs to be run. And now I have to go to the bathroom. And I haven't flossed my teeth. And then when you go out on the porch and you're going to start your run, it's time to go. I'm going to start my run now. And I'm just like dawdling and dawdling and dawdling. The porch hasn't been swept. Now, I don't know if you've ever noticed when you're like really need to start something and get a breakthrough, how many things you hate doing, all of a sudden there's a great joy in them. Because they allow you to postpone beginning. And what Joshua does here before he just, right now, he says, let's start immediately. And one of the keys to a breakthrough is rush to start. Get started as quickly as you can. Don't wait. Don't think about it. Don't size it up. Don't let little chores, don't let other ideas and people delay. Because here's what I've discovered. The longer I delay, the better chances are I will never start. Because now there's emails to return. I haven't worked on the sermon yet, and oh my gosh, it's time to get ready for work. And I didn't run. And the danger is there's this subtle okayness to it because I did get the garbage out. But the reality is I never did do what I intended to do? What is it you need to start? There's all kinds of little things that get in the way. Maybe it's your children. They can be really good things, too. Little things, but you don't begin. Here in this story, you see a breakthrough. This is what Joshua said. Start right now. Begin. Okay, let's keep going. So here it is right now. When Joshua had spoken to the people, the seven priests carrying the seven trumpets, and what is it about seven? Seven is the Hebrews, it means completion. And so what he's saying is, you know, there's the old story in the Bible about the creation. God created everything in 6 days, and he rested on the seventh. And we know now from science and the Hebrew language that it wasn't 24-hour days, but it was these spans of time, so these long periods of time, but there were six of them. Everything got created. And on the seventh day, it said he was completed. He stopped. He rested. So here's what it means. A complete effort if you want a complete breakthrough. Because sometimes I give half an effort, but I want a complete breakthrough. And then I'm discouraged and upset and mad, and maybe even mad at God. It's like, gosh, how come my life's going this way? And I haven't put in a complete effort, but I'd like a complete breakthrough. And so God says, use the number that everybody knows is complete. And here we go. Seven trumpets before the Lord went forward, blowing their trumpets, and the ark of the Lord's covenant followed them. The armed guard marched ahead of the priests. So think about this parade that's going on. These people are in the wall. Everybody in Jericho is looking. It's like, what are they doing? The Lord's covenant followed them. The armed guard marched ahead of the priests who blew the trumpets, and the rear guard followed the ark. All this time the trumpets were sounding, but Joshua had commanded the armor, catch this, do not give a war cry. Don't raise your voices. Don't say a word until the day I tell you to shout. Then shout. So he had the ark of the Lord carried around the city, circling it once. Then the army returned to camp and spent the night there. So what's going on? So they're supposed to get this whole parade. And here they go. They got seven people playing the horns thing, and they're all going, and they're all going like this. And before they start, Joshua says, nobody talk. We're going to have this huge breakthrough through these walls, and I don't want anybody to talk. And here's the lesson. When you're in the process of having a breakthrough, talking matters. Who you talk to, what you talk about, when you talk. We've all heard someone say something and we thought, psh, they're all talk. We'll see if they can back up their talk. And Joshua, he's kind of smart because he knows this is going to be a breakthrough. And did you notice the very first day God says, just go around the city one time. Now this is 15 feet high and it would have taken hours for everybody to march around the city. So Joshua comes and says, here's the plan. Here's the plan, everybody. We're gonna for the next 6 days, we're gonna march around the city one time. So I'm sure everybody in the beginning was like, oh man, God is awesome. He just made that river go away, so it's gonna be good. So everybody gets together and they walk around the city, they all go in this big, big circle, and they're not talking, and they get done, and they probably get done with it, and they stand back and they look at the walls and they look around, and nothing has changed. Now listen, when you're in the middle of a breakthrough, lots of times you begin and you really work hard, you do exactly what you're supposed to be, and you look at your life and you go, nothing's changed. And then so the second day comes, they go to sleep, they get up, they say, well, this is going to be the big day. And they go around the city again, they walk around, everybody's faithful, and they walk around, they don't say anything, and they get all the way done. Day number two, and they look at the walls, they look at the people, they look at each other, they don't say anything, and nothing has changed. Is there anything more frustrating than go on a diet and after 2 weeks you've been dying, no In-N-Out, stupid carrots and celery, this sucks. You get on the scale and you look at it, nothing has changed. It's like, what are you doing to me? You're like, ah, nothing has changed. That's where they're at. And Joshua was pretty smart. He goes, you know what? I know what they'll do. They'll start giving voice to their doubts. Are you sure Joshua heard the right thing? And would somebody stop blowing those stupid trumpets? This is ridiculous. Nothing's changing. Listen now. And I love you guys. When you're in the middle of a breakthrough, it's a process, and sometimes nothing changes for a while. And you got to watch what you talk about and who you talk to and when you talk and where you talk. Because when nothing is changing, I want to start yapping. Day three. Day four. Can you imagine day five? Okay, everybody get up. Shh, remember, no talking. What are we doing? We're going to walk around the city again and not talk. And so they all go around the city again. It takes hours and hours. Can you imagine? I mean, at some point, doesn't it get difficult when you don't see anything happening at all? It's natural to start questioning, should I have even done this? You've been working at the same place, and again, you got passed over for the promotion. Your boss said, next time we're really going to think about you. And again, somebody else got it. And you're like, what the fuck? And you know you want to talk. And you know what you want to say. And there's certain words that you want to use. You got to watch. I mean, I'm just saying. Breakthrough has a lot to do with talking. And he says to him, don't talk at all till the very last day. I always think it's funny when you watch those bloopers in the NFL and some guy's like, runs, he's going to score a touchdown, and just before he crosses the line, he spikes it too early. You're just like, dope. This is your team, and then you like have a say something else about him. But I mean, it's like, oh, by the way, everybody catch the Utes yesterday? Just saying. So anyways, you didn't catch the Utes yesterday? Number 5, Stanford, goes down. So I just thought I'd slide that in. So, but anyway, here's what he's saying. Don't celebrate too early. And don't make big boasts. And don't talk about things before the proper time. Just wait. Learn how to talk during a breakthrough. Okay, so here we go. So he gets done here. He says, now, on the 7th day, they got up at daybreak, and circle that. The guy that started that clothing manufacturer, FUBU, FUBA, you know, they make all the cool clothes. I was reading an article the other day, and they asked him, what is the number one thing you've had to sacrifice to get to where you are? And I was surprised. He said, sleep. I thought, sleep? And then I started thinking about, well, when I went through school, what did I sacrifice? Sleep. When I got into the ministry, what did I sacrifice? Sleep. When we had these two kids, what did I sacrifice? Money and sleep. Insanity. Sleep. Do you know sleep is a huge part about life that doesn't get much talked about? When you sleep, where you sleep, how you sleep. Lots of people have insomnia, sleep apnea. A lot of people can't get out of bed in the morning. I'm getting up at 7 because I have to be to work at 8:30. And they got up again at 8:12. Well, guess I'm wearing these. I'll be good. Brush your teeth, fly up your hair, out the door. Again. And you feel like crap when you're on your way to work. How many times am I going to do this? Sleep. Sleep's a huge part of life. Does sleep run you, or do you run sleep? And I don't know why the bed feels so much better in the morning than it does at night. You get in at night, it's like, whatever. You get in the morning, it's like, wow, how did my pillow get so perfect? This is great. It's so warm. It's hard to get out of bed in the morning. Gets them up at daybreak. Just saying. Which does give them some time to reflect. He gets up on early before they go marching or anything, gives them time to reflect. And when you're in the middle of a breakthrough, you'll need time to reflect. How's it going? What's been happening? What do I think is going to occur? So they're reflecting now, and here goes the story. They march around the city 7 times in the same minute. So now it's different. Remember, they haven't talked at all. No talking for 6 days, and nothing's changed. And then Joshua says, we're going to do more today. So you're at your job, and the commissions have been lower this month, and your boss comes and says that he wants you to do more work. The kids have been like a mess and terrible and like little hoodlums, and they need new school clothes. It's like, no, you can wear your sister's clothes for doing that. And that's what's happening. We're going to march. This will take hours and hours and hours. 7 times. Here they go. So they're all walking. Except on that day, they circled the city 7 times. The 7th time around, when the priest sounded the trumpet blast, Joshua commanded the army, shout, for the Lord has given you the city. And I don't know, that must have been a crazy scene because they haven't been talking. They've been wondering what's going to happen. They must have just thought, all right then, let's just do it. It's all pent up inside. And usually breakthroughs have a breakthrough moment. They're a process, one step at a time, day after day after day after day after day, sacrifice, 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 nothing's happening. And then at some moment, something occurs. And God's showing them, because they're going to need many breakthroughs in the promised land. We'll need many breakthroughs as a church. The new building's one of many, many, many. You're going to need many breakthroughs in your life, and it's going to look just like this. March, 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 and nothing happened. I'm not talking. I'm watching. March, 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 march. Focus on God again. Nothing else. And then at some point, there'll be a moment. And that moment will be your breakthrough. I always think of it like a slingshot. You're pulling it back this direction. Make this rock go that way. And you're pulling it, pulling. It looks like it's almost going the opposite direction. Pulling, 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 pulling. It's hard to pull, pull. Oh, gosh, the rock's even going backwards. But when you let go, and that's this time. Now, you can use your imagination to think about what the shout would have been like. And then turn over. Let's read the end. When the trumpet sounded, the army shouted. And at the sound of the trumpet, when the men gave a loud shout, men and women, the wall collapsed so that everyone charged straight in, and they took the city. Now watch the order of it, because that's what's important. Here's what happened. The trumpet sounded, focus on God, and then they shouted, and the walls collapsed. God didn't need their shout. He could have just collapsed the wall anytime he wanted to. Or he could have collapsed it when the trumpet went off. He could have said, I'm going to show you now. So blow the trumpet, and the walls could have come down. Everybody's like, whoa, rad God, big God. Mm-mm. He waited for them to shout because they were a part of it too. With a breakthrough, there's God's part and there's your part. There'll be something you have to do because he wants to bless your part, create value for you. So when you walk away, you go, we did it. God's not a hog. He's not going to hog up all the attention and hog up all the glory. We did it. The trumpet goes off, and then they shout, and it's not till after they shout that the wall goes down. So, you know, you can get just to the point. You're right there. You're just to the point where it's going to happen, and it's time for you to do your part. It's like, I don't know. What if I shout and nothing happens? What if I really do go see the counselor at school, and I found out I really could get into school? Then what? What if I decide this time to take my wall down in this relationship? What if I dream I could get married? What if I decide I'm going to follow God? What if I'm going to start to read the Bible? I don't know. It's your part. And so let's look at a few things in application. Number one, just write, rush to begin, but don't rush the process. So that's one thing, the takeaways here. Get started as quickly as you can, because the longer you delay, I have discovered, the better chances are that you'll never begin. When I was, just before I went into college, I wanted to learn how to play piano. So when I got into college, I took a piano class. And in this piano class, you went once a week and you took a lesson. And so the problem was, I thought the lessons made you a piano player. So I would go take the lessons, and it was fun. We would take the lessons, and then there was all these things I was supposed to practice. And I discovered this about myself. I hated practicing piano. So I didn't practice during the week at all, and I'd come back the next week, and I'd take the lesson, and she would say, did you practice? And I'd say, no, I didn't practice, and she'd give me the same thing again, and I noticed I wasn't getting any better at all, and this was the problem. Lessons don't make you a piano player. Practicing does. It's a process. I wanted something better. I wanted to play piano. I was willing to start. I rushed to begin. But I also wanted to rush the process. I just wanted to take 4 or 5 lessons, and all of a sudden I wanted to be a piano player. Now listen, you can rush to start, and you should, but you won't be able to rush the process. I'm sure there was many people at day 3 that said, come on, God, this is the 3rd day we've done this. We've had enough of this already. We're ready to fight. We're ready to start now. And God said, mm-mm. When you've been through abuse as a child and you're going through healing and counseling, you can't rush the process. When you're in a relational breakdown with someone and they say, I don't want to talk with you about it right now, you can't rush the process. When you start out working and you want to be the manager really fast, you can't rush the process. You can rush to begin, but you have to do the full 7 days, and on the 7th day, you had to circle it 7 times. When you're involved in a breakthrough, that's what it looks like. Now, the second thing, write in your notes, focus on better, not bad. The shofar was to get everybody focused on God, who wants the best for us. John Ortberg wrote a book. It was called The Me I Want to Be. And in this book, these group of guys want to go spelunking, and they've heard about this cavern where they're going to see all these amazing rock formations. And so they have a guide that's going to take them. And so the guide rounds up everybody and explains to them that we're going to go back through this passageway, and it gets very, very narrow. But if you'll go all the way, it opens up into this amazing cavern where there's all these different lights and these rock formations and crystals. And he says, just trust me. You know, I've done this many times before. And so they take off. And the first guy in line, his name is Davy. Davy is a hang glider. He skydives and he's a rock climber. They put him in the front. They think this guy will never freak out. And so here they go. They're walking. And the walls start to get a little narrower. And they always will in a breakthrough. It's like, whoa, it's just like right there on me. It's like, whoa, it's everywhere. And then the ceiling gets a little bit lower. And pretty soon now they're walking like this. And it's dark. And the guy's just saying, follow me, we're okay. And they're like this. And now they're crawling. Get down on your hands and knees. It's time to crawl. And you know when you're having a breakthrough, you'll have to walk differently than you normally do at times. And so here they are. Now they're crawling. And then they get to the place and the guide stops. And Davy, who already is starting to feel just a little anxiety, but he's a guy, he's not copping to it, but he's just a little bit, right? And he hears this guy, and he says, what are you doing? He says, oh, at this point, we have to lie on our backs and scoot the rest of the way because the cavern gets so narrow and the rock ceiling comes down so low. And Davy's like, oh, and of course, on the outside, he's like, okay, I'll do it. But on the inside, he's like, what the hell? And he's like, gets on his back, and he starts to scoot. And he thinks he loses track of the guide. Are you there? Are you there? Yes, I'm here. Just keep scooting. And at one point, he exhales. He's so nervous, he exhales, and he feels his chest hit the rock right above him. And he loses it. He's like, I'm losing it here. I'm losing it. I'm stuck. I'm stuck. I'm not playing. I'm stuck. Now he doesn't care what anybody thinks about him. I'm stuck. And he can't go backwards, and he can't go forwards. And now here's Davy, stuck with his chest pinned against the rock above him. He's all that until now. And in every breakthrough, you hit that point. Everyone, where you're just like, I'm trapped. I can't go backwards. I can't go forward. I've had a lot of friends go through the 12-step process and they hit the fourth step, which is really super hard. And they hit that step and they're like, gosh, I can't go backwards, I can't go forward. And that's Davy. Where are you at in your life and you rushed to begin and you started doing it and now it just feels like you're kind of stuck. It's real for you. But it's like, I can't go backwards, I don't want my old life, but it doesn't seem like I can go forward. And all you can focus on is the fact that it just feels like you're stuck. Davy's just like, I'm not playing. I'm losing it here. My chest is actually stuck against the rock wall. And he's just mind going crazy. Because when you focus on what's bad, it just feeds all these bad thoughts. I'm going to die here. And listen to what the guide tells him. Davy, close your eyes and focus on my voice. I'll keep talking calmly and guide you through this. You'll be okay. I have been here before. I will get you to the other side, but you must focus on my voice. It won't work for you to let your thoughts run wild. Just focus on me. And at some point in every breakthrough, we get there. And he got through it once he focused. A big part of breakthrough is focusing on the right thing. Not the walls. The person that can get you through. Now here's another thing at the end here. Make it public instead of private. It's interesting that Joshua tells all the people about it. As a leader, he could have just done it much more slyly and not said anything to anybody. And our tendency is when we need a breakthrough in areas of our life that are embarrassing, to hide it, to not say anything, to just put it over in the margins and not get anybody involved. But Joshua knows if I'm going through this, we're going through this. One of the reasons we started East Lake Church is because there's lots of people in this area that want to connect with God. The question is, who are they going to be with as they do? And the whole reason to have a church and get a new building and do all of that is so there'll be a people somewhere. So when we go through breakthroughs, we don't go through breakthroughs alone. Because here's a principle. In isolation, it's the worst place to have a breakthrough. So Joshua makes the whole thing public. He tells everybody, God's going to bring the walls down. God's going to bring the walls down. And we could have went for the new building that way. We could have just left the whole thing sort of private, and it would have been, many people would say, the best way to have gone about it. Not said anything, and then got here one time and said, good news, look at these, they're the keys. We're going there next week. But it's public now. As soon as you put it on Facebook, it's way public. And everybody's watching, and they have their comments and their opinions, and that's part of it. But here's the great part, we're not alone. We're in it together. Breakthrough happens best together. Joshua was a rare leader because most leaders wouldn't have done it. They would go, psh, that's going to look like a fool. No way. He puts it all out there, every bit of it. What are you hiding from the people around you, hiding from your family, hiding from your friends? There's not even like one person knows, man. Isolation is the worst place to expect breakthrough. Make it public, not private. And here's the last part. It's the bottom line. Take what Jesus has given you. The wall collapsed, so everyone charged straight in, and they took the city. And I'm sure it was amazing when the walls came down. And for a moment, and please catch this part, because this, I want you to catch this part. This is really important about breakthroughs. Sometimes breakthroughs can be so demanding. No talking for 7 days. At all, march around this thing all this time. Everybody's scared. They can be so demanding and challenging. So much goes into the breakthrough that when the breakthrough happens, it seems like the whole point of it was to have the breakthrough. And so you just stand there and go, whoa, check it out. The walls went down. Get the camera out. If you got your iPhone, put this on. Tweet this now. I mean, look at it. This is, wow. But you know what? The wall going down was never the point. It was to get into the city. It was to have what was beyond the wall. When you have a breakthrough, the point is not the breakthrough. The point is to have what's beyond the breakthrough. I really want to have a great relationship with my kids and have a really good talk with them. The point is not to have the breakthrough. The point is to have the relationship. I'm going to save a lot of money and start my own business. And then you get your savings and there you go, look at my savings. That's not the point. The point is to start the new business. I'm going to be someone's wife or someone's husband. I'm going to start now and plan on how to do that. And look at me, I'm doing it. That's not the point. The point then is to get married. And it's so awesome at the end of this story, they don't just all stand back and go, it worked. Yay, God. This is awesome. Look, grab a rock. Everybody get a rock and we'll sing a song and we'll have a souvenir. They roll right on through because they understand something about breakthroughs. The point is not the breakthrough. The point is what's on the other side of the breakthrough.